Hello, Angie Gerber here, and welcome to my podcast, Awareness. Once you know, you can't unknow. A place you can come to start thinking and shifting your thoughts to finally create the results you truly, truly desire. It'll shift your mindset and give you strategies to get out there and get it done. Let's get started. Hello, and this week I wanted to touch base on assumptions. In the book study I'm doing again with Mistaken Identity, Doug Dane being the author, he talked about assumptions and how as we're growing up and learning so much about ourselves and the world and everything that comes our way, we aren't trained or we don't talk about or no one explains to us how to leave any assumptions that come up behind or what to do with that when we start assuming things. And if you think about it, he mentioned a story, and I'm sure I could relate, and I'm sure many of you can relate to this, where you can literally take yourself from 0 to 100 off the emotional scale with anxiety or fear or frustration or what if, or just completely make this whole story up in your head in less than 15 minutes and go from 0 to 100, all on assuming stuff or things or worst case scenarios. And think about that. Our thoughts and emotions is truly what causes our drama in our life. And, you know, trauma with a T is a result of something that happened to us. And we can also create trauma and drama with our thoughts. And our thoughts can be a runaway train if you don't stop them. You know, it's just amazing if you think about it. Again, going to a situation in my personal life, had another conversation regarding what I had talked about last week with an individual today and the assumptions that were made. And they made a decision all on assumptions and past data. Absolutely. I think that's where a lot of us make our decisions. We take past data of stuff that's happened to us or that we've heard or we've seen, and then we just make a story of how we think it's going to go from here on out. Or because of A, B, and C, it always equals this. And it's almost like that is how we protect ourselves. And that's another way for us to look at our outside environment and make decisions. And in some cases, you know, again, many, 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 many years ago, when we needed to look around and take in information for survival, you know, we walk out of our cave. What's there? You know, we either got to go fight for life, get food, and not be killed. So you go that, and there's that instinct in us. And it's just so interesting how we almost take that. And as we've evolved, we still come from the point of view where who's going to try to hurt us? Or let me maybe beat them to the punch and I'll just assume the worst. Or I'll make this whole story in my head about how this is going to go because it's gone this way every other time. And as I'm talking about this, I want to be very specific that I'm talking about our thoughts and our minds and how that works, not any other situation that someone may be going through that warrants them to run. I'm specifically speaking of our thoughts and what we do inside our minds without even most being aware that it's happening. You know, we become accustomed to reacting to a situation a certain way, or, you know, people around us expect something from us or for us to show up in a certain way or respond. You know, there's narrative all around us. The people that we are in community with on social media, you know, the self-help industry, there's people all around us that are creating how they think we should respond. And it's almost taking a step back and a step out of the situation when something's happening that you're triggered or you want to have a real emotional reaction to, or you're just going to go and assume the worst. What if you worked on having the control over your mind and your thoughts and really came at it from a neutral standpoint and didn't get so emotional about it? You know, if you have your intellect and you use it versus letting your emotions take the best of you or the worst of you in that moment. So what can you do when all of a sudden you're wanting to, you know, make all these assumptions or think negative thoughts? I've talked about it before. Put a rubber band around your wrist and just snap it. Every time, you might snap it 200 times the first day, but I promise you, as you continue to do this, it will happen less and less. Or snap your fingers, or just say cancel out loud, or stop, or not now, not today. And just really start taking control of your thoughts. And when those emotions come up and you want to act from an emotional standpoint, or if you're making all these assumptions and just telling yourself this story and going from 0 to 100 and maybe creating anxiety or fear, maybe get some depression in there. I mean, emotions can cause damage to us, and we can cause damage to ourselves if we're not aware of how our mind works and how we can show up differently. You know, if you could tame or train your thoughts. And think about this. If you could tame or train your thoughts, how different would your life look? What would that look like if you came from a different standpoint or a different perspective? Again, get up out of your seat, walk around to the other side of the table and sit down and look at it from a different perspective. Or just be open-minded, be neutral, ask questions. Try to find different answers instead of going right to the worst case scenario or assuming and letting that go from 0 to 100 and just letting your mind and your thoughts go wherever they want to go. Like, think about those situations where you've done that. I have dozens, probably hundreds, where I've just let my mind wander and we just let it go and go and go. And all of a sudden, you know, it could be so much better. I can even shut my eyes and go out like on those glass, like floors where you go over, I don't know, like the Grand Canyon or in Vegas, where you can walk out on that glass floor and there's nothing below you for what seems like a mile. That makes my heart skip. And I can do that to myself sitting here at my desk recording this. If I just think about it, it can get me really, really nervous. Or if you had to walk across a beam, you know, that's 2 inches off the floor. And then you walk across a beam that's 2 feet off the floor. Then you walk across the beam that's 200 feet off the floor. That's 3 very different experiences. Same beam. But you get in your mind and you get in your head and you think all and assume all the things that could happen. It's so interesting if you really stop and think about your mind and how your thoughts can and do control so much of how you feel, how you show up, how you respond or react, which again, I would always recommend erring on the side of trying to respond versus react. And if you are still very reactive, again, snap that rubber band, snap your fingers, recognize it, become aware of it. And the more you do that and the more you start training your thoughts and training yourself 1% better every day in a year, imagine what you'll have to look. You'll look back, you'll need a telescope to see who you were, because that much can change with the awareness around this. You just got to want to do the work. You've got to want to get better. And when you sit down and you think about this and you, okay, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to start Monday or next Monday, or I'm going to start April 1st or whatever the first of the next month is. You know, we all make all the excuses in the world, and that's our habitual behaviors and habits and paradigms coming back to try to keep us safe and not move forward. It's the ego. It's all of that that just wants to keep you where you're at. So it's your job to take control and say, not today, not now. Got you. I heard you, but I'm going to go this way, or I'm going to think this. Just play around with it. See what happens. Do it for a day. Do it for a week. Just start where you're at. There's nothing you need to wait for. There's nothing that is holding you back, because only you can control your thoughts and your attitude. No matter where you're at in this life, what room you're in, whether it's the room you're sitting in and a room with bars around it, you control your thoughts and you control your attitude. And sometimes, because of how we do not control those things, we're already putting ourselves in our own prison, because we just let everything happen to us instead of looking at situations and asking why it's happening for us. That's so, so beautiful when you have the awareness around this. So just for the today or for this next week, just give yourself the gift of becoming aware and really paying attention to your thoughts, to the assumptions you're making about something, about someone that walks by, or the judgment you have on others and on yourself, and choose different. I'd love to hear how it goes. Comment, please share any experiences you have with this. And if you haven't already subscribed or followed this podcast, please do so. And as always, share with anyone that could use this information, because truly everyone could use this information. Have a good one. Thanks for spending some time with me today. And if you like what you heard, feel free to share, like, subscribe, follow. Do whatever it is you do. I'd love to get this out to as many people as possible, because it truly all does start with awareness. Once you know, you cannot unknow, and it changes everything. And of course, if I can help in any way, I'm here and happy to do so. Until next time, make it a good one.